Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 159, The Bible and Claims of Later Revelations. Is the Bible the complete and final revelation of God to man? What about the Bible? How strong is the evidence to support its claims? Peter informs us, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. This accounts for the inspiration of the Old Testament. Jesus promised his disciples, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." John chapter 16, verse 13. That promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. Guided by the Holy Spirit, the apostles and prophets of the New Testament revealed, recorded, and confirmed the will of Christ. The result is the New Testament. Paul boldly affirms, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Jude instructs us to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. Why? The revelation is complete, perfect, and final. One can, from the study of the Bible, learn everything he needs to know, find full information concerning all what God would have him do, and find encouragement in every promise God has made to humanity. Man needs nothing more. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit with the assurance that he would guide the apostles into all truth. John chapter 14, verse 26, chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus kept this promise. Acts chapter 2. If the apostles were guided into all truth, that leaves nothing for later prophets to reveal. In Acts chapter 20, verse 27, Paul boldly affirms, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, we are told, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness." These statements clearly show no possibility of a revelation from God after the close of the New Testament. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. The Bible is the standard by which we are to walk religiously and by which we shall be judged. Paul admonished, "Let us walk by the same rule." Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Peter instructs us to speak as the oracles of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Thus the Bible is the one standard by which we are to walk, and the only source from which we are to speak. Jesus warns, "He that rejecteth me, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John chapter 12, verse 48. In picturing the judgment scene, John mentions two books, the book of Revelation, the Bible, and the book of life. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. With the Bible as the standard in judgment, and the book of life as record of our lives, we will be judged. Since we must live by and be judged by the Bible, any other book becomes useless and detrimental to our spiritual life and eternal welfare. The Bible has stood the test of time. A careful study and proper understanding of the Bible will establish the fact that there can be no later revelations from God.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.